get. 96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
There's something outrageous happened to me over the weekend. Jade, I need to get your opinion as a mother.
Was it scandalous?
It was scandalous.
Okay,
it was scandalous. Time. I didn't think it was scandalous, but other people thought it was scandalous.
Yeah, what happened?
So, remember I mentioned a while ago that my brother-in-law's son, they've already potty trained him. He's only 8 months.
Yeah, he's the same age as Henry, my son. And when you told me that, I was like, good on you. That's a lie. And he's actually
fully potty trained. Yeah. You know,
it blows my mind.
Yeah, you know, he's 8 months and he turns around to his parents and says, hey, guys, I need to go to the toilet. Like, he speaks as well.
Does he? Wow, he's like...
first of all, he speaks in Mandarin and then he goes into English.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So he's a multi-talented kid.
Yeah, he really is. So he's definitely up there on the Mensa scale, I think, up the top.
He's doing very well. Like, and I think it's extraordinary. But the problem is, you know, when you are potty training your kid, you know, the potty is an important part of it.
Oh, that's right. It's got to go everywhere.
Yeah, it's got to go everywhere. Okay, so they came to visit us at the weekend, and that was wonderful. Great to see. It was their first visit to us since post-lockdown and all that. And
so I hadn't seen 5 months.
Yeah, exactly. And I hadn't seen the little guy, and he's a gorgeous little fella, and it's great having the baby around the house again.
Yeah.
Anyway, he needed to go to the toilet. Obviously, they didn't have the potty, so I came up with a suggestion. All right, and I thought it was totally, hear it out. I thought it was totally legit, okay? So Billy has a water bowl, okay? It's a steel water bowl.
Yeah.
So I poured out the water and I said, put that under his bum.
He could go in that. kind of like a modern chamber pot.
Yes, okay.
Back in the day, they used to do their business in the pot under the bed, didn't they?
So clearly you have no problem with this. Okay, you would do this with your own child. You would get your dog's bowl and let them sit on that instead.
Yeah, you would do that with all of your children, Jane, wouldn't you? You'd let them wee in the dog and poop in the dog
clean
bowl.
Clean it out probably
you
beforehand.
You can tidy it afterwards.
I'd probably clean it out before too, because you want, if his little bottom's going to sit on the rim, you want to make sure that's clean.
There was remnants of like dog food just on the edge.
I could see you flooring that. Like, why wouldn't you just suggest that they hold him over the toilet?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I didn't think of that as an option. First option was, I'll dig a hole in the garden.
Yeah, that's
then it was the dog bowl.
Well, see, my girls have been watching too much Bluey, and so they just, all they want to do is bush wee now, so we're having the opposite trouble. We're trying to get them back on the toilet.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
I had a sad goodbye on Saturday night.
Oh, what?
Even brought a bit of a tear to my eye.
Oh, geez, okay. All right, I'm sitting up.
Well, so went to Centro CBD for one of my good friends, Beck, her 40th birthday, and it was so nice because it was the first time in like 5 months that I'd seen a lot of the girls.
Yep.
And we got dressed up.
Oh, very good.
Everyone got frocked up. Everyone had a beautiful dress on. Their hair was done.
Out of the trackies.
Yeah, out of the trackies. Well, that's me. I even put on some heels.
Oh, my God. All right. I was wondering why you're hobbling in today. First time in 5 months.
Oh, it's true. It's true. And I tell you what, I was not game fit. Luckily, we sat down for the bulk of the meal. So we went to Centro and it was absolutely beautiful.
It's always great there.
Had a good time. Lovely catch up. And then about 11 o'clock, it was all wrapping up and it was like, where should we go? You want to go out? It's your 40th. And Beck was like, yeah, I'm really keen to go dancing.
Oh.
I'm 40. It's a milestone birthday.
Yeah, absolutely.
We may end up at the Harp Hotel singing karaoke, but that's okay.
That is okay.
A lot of the other girls were like, oh, yeah, no, I've got to, the babysitter, got to go home. And, oh, yeah, and I've got to get up early for the baby. And and so everyone kind of, you know, did that lame excuse. They had something on and then they faded out. And it was myself and Rexy, my best mate, and Beck. And we're like, well, I don't really want to go out, but how about you come back to Alex's and we'll have some drinks, we'll turn on some music and we'll dance.
Yeah, okay. Keep the party going.
Keep
the
party going.
Yeah, come
on.
Because
we just felt bad. It was only 11 o'clock and we didn't want to wrap up your 40th.
Yeah, those boring people.
That's right.
They're not even your friends anymore.
Exactly, exactly. So we got the car, driving back home and drove past the bottom of Crown Street, Mr. Crown. Used to be the glass house back in my heyday.
Yeah, the old glassy.
Yeah, Mr. Crown, and it had the full lineup of about 50 people and the girls there in their little tiny skirts everyone's there waiting just to get in.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're in that lineup for like a good hour.
Oh, easy.
Freezing.
And we drove past and we're like, and Beck's like, oh, I'm so glad we decided not to go out. All I want to do at this stage of the night is go home and take off my bra.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien.
Hey, Jade, have you ever gone out deep sea fishing?
No, surprisingly, I have not, Damien. But thanks for asking.
All right. Well, no, because it's an interesting thing, deep sea. Okay. I have a history of any time I've ever gone out on a trawler or a boat or anything like that.
You ever been out on a trawler or a boat?
When I was a pirate. Now, I've done it a couple of times. I've done the deep sea fishing. My mates always take me out, and I get absolutely sick. I was made for land.
I can see that. I could totally not see it. You with a fishing rod.
I don't even get beyond, say, the lighthouse there at Belmore Basin. I don't even get beyond there because at that stage I'm already, my face goes wide, I'm already about to puke. It's a terrible thing and it's just a non-stop thing.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Jagger, my son, he went out with a whole group of his friends for a birthday party at deep sea fishing. And I was warning him ahead of time. I said, look, Jagger, just, it's no shame. if you get sick,
if you're like dead.
You know,
Don't feel bad.
Yeah, it's a natural thing.
Some people get seasick.
It happens to everybody in their life. Yeah. It's all part of growing up.
That's right. It's a rite of passage, really. The passage out of Belmore Basin.
That's it. It's just one of those things. And he was disregarding it entirely. He just said, Dad, you're full of nonsense. Anyway, he went off, did his deep sea fishing. I went to pick him up.
Yeah.
All right. And he looked really well. I said, gee, how'd you do? And turns out he didn't get sick. And actually, he caught a whole bunch of fish as well.
Nice.
Which was awesome. So, you know, we're equipped. We've got fish in the car. We've got everything else like that. And he's happy as Larry. Get in the car. I'm driving down the road. And it was kind of that sort of choppy traffic, you know, traffic that's kind of stop and start.
Road, that is stop and start.
It's stop and start. Yeah. And you know, I have a tendency for doing a little bit of that even when there's no traffic.
You do that when the traffic is flowing. I've sat in the car with Damien. You get car sick being in front.
Are you all over the place?
It's like a cabbie. He's on and off, on and off.
Being heavy-handed on the brake.
You know, I'm just trying to be safe. That's all I'm trying to do.
You're jerky.
I'm jerky, yeah.
How'd he go with it?
Well, I looked over at poor old Jagger. His face started getting a bit paler.
Oh, no.
He was fine deep sea fishing. He got sick in the car on the way home with me driving.
Nobody's surprised by that.
He survived deep sea fishing.
Driver Miss Daisy.
Yeah, I'm never getting in a car with you.
Listen, the jury's still out. I think we need to do a thing here at the radio station where I take people on a trip.
No, that is not a competition. That is not a game that anybody ever wants to win.
That's called the Squid Game.
That's torture.
You go fishing and then I take you for a drive.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien. Damien and Jade's topic train is coming.
Damien and Jade's topic train, topic train. Now this morning we've welcomed Lyndall and Crammy into our home. They'll be driving you home from 3 this afternoon and our topic train. What a great way to get to know them both, Jade, Damien.
Absolutely. All right. This is a clincher, all right.
So if you have never heard Topic Train before, we have got a couple of big news stories. We flip them around and ask a very simple question. COVID-19 jab has led to one 25-year-old Sydney woman, Joanne Zhu, winning the $1 million in that Million Dollar Vax campaign. Did you guys put in for that?
She's won the
$1 million. It's a good prize to be winning.
Yeah,
it's a great prize.
Brilliant.
Yeah. As a 25-year-old, winning $1 million these days, it buys you a quarter of a house. So,
she's from Sydney, so she'll get a bedroom.
Yeah.
The big question is $1 million, great win. Tell us about, though, guys, your lamest prize that you've won. Who wants to lead off?
I was at a meat raffle at Bondi RSL and I thought I'd won, you know, a meat tray, and I was the last ticket drawn out, so I walked up to collect the meat tray, got up there and they said, here's a tray of mangoes.
Oh.
How does this work? It's a meat raffle, and this is the last tray left over. Sorry, mate, here's a tray of mangoes. So I went back, and as you do in the pub, I just shared around the mangoes with everyone at the pub. So that was
rubbish.
It was terrible. I wanted the sausages.
That's
a vegan? Vegan meat raffle?
It was not good.
I'd be delighted with that.
Well, I remember in kindergarten, I won the raffle in kindy. It was my first year of school, obviously, and they were calling the winner and drawing it out, and no one was paying attention. And I thought, if I sit up straight and listen, I'm going to win. I won the giant Easter egg.
Thank you very much.
How big?
It was the size of my head. And I've got photos still up on the wall at home of me holding this massive big Easter egg, cradling it like a baby.
Yeah, it would have been big.
Because
Jade said that it was her first year at kindergarten, so she was 12 at the time.
Yes, that's right.
Easter egg. All right, Linda, what do you got for us?
I used to win big on the chocolate wheel at the spring fair at our school all the time, and I remember vividly winning. Are they like tumblers? The glass tumblers, and they have like little rigid lines up and down them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like a bowl at the top. My mum still has them to this day. Oh, she loves them.
Wow! All right,
high prize for you, great for her.
Yeah, that's right.
I won 12 packets of cigarettes when I was 9 years of age.
What?
All right, it was in a pub in Ireland. I was so excited. I smoked. No, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no,
smoke
I did them all
that night. Don't smoke, kids.
That's a good one, actually. All right, so what about this one? The second one is man's admitted to swapping his wife's cat 6 years ago. Here's the clincher. She doesn't know that he swapped it. Well done to him.
He swapped her cat.
Yeah, so he's explained that he didn't like the cat because the cat used to attack him. The cat was quite aggressive to the husband. So he's gone, you know what, stuff this. To stop the cat scratching him, he was going to get a new one. He went and got a new one. Cat didn't scratch him. He was happy with that. Dropped the cat back into the house. Cat still lives him 6 years later, hasn't attacked Arby.
The question really is, where's the original cat? Like, that's the real question.
Yeah, probably got a needle in its head somewhere. But anyway, that's another question. The big one for you guys is, what have you had to replace or switch out?
Oh, okay, so my four-year-old Arwen, she's got this bunny she
You've
loves.
Replaced the kid.
Yeah. So they're a kid, yeah. So I switched her out. No. She has a bunny that she really loves. None of our other kids have ever been attached to animals or pet, like, bunnies or rugs or anything, but she loved it that much. We had to buy backup bunnies, and we had to we rotated them. We've got three on rotation, so we switch them out every couple of weeks, so they've got the same mankiness to them.
Really? Oh, this
but
is
you can't
great.
Bring in a new bunny. She's had it for 3 years, still doesn't know.
Wow.
So
well
stuffed
played,
bunny,
Miss
Taunton. Yeah, stuffed bunny. Yeah,
right.
Stuffed bunny. Yeah, not a real one.
Not a real one. No, not like old mate's cat.
Well, I had this last week. Our rabbit died.
Oh.
So I had that exact moment of, do I tell her the rabbit's died or do I just go and get a new one?
What did you do?
I had to tell her.
She told her.
Yeah, my 3-year-old was distraught that the rabbit had died.
See, that's where I'm the bad parent. I'll just go straight for the new rabbit.
Oh,
yeah. It's much easier.
What color was it? Was it a one black one?
No, it was like one of the dwarf rabbits that had like grey on it.
Lop ear.
Really easy to replace. Yeah. Cost you another $250 It's a rabbit, right?
I've done the same as you, Jay. I've got a 2-year-old daughter, so just that bunny that they get attached to. Yeah, just you've always got to have about 4 or 5 on backup in the cupboard in reserves. That's the only time I've done that.
We had to have an intervention when my younger brother, he was about 12 years of age. He had a sooty puppet that he used to put his hand up. It was sooty, it was like a little bear, and he'd go around. So he had it from about the age of 4 right up until he was 12. You know, he was getting into those teenage years, and as a family, we all got together and said, "All right, we've got
to." It's time to retire the puppet.
Yeah.
No more sooty.
We hid it up in the attic. We hid it, and many years later, he eventually got up into the attic and found it, and he was devastated that we had taken away this crusty, disgusting. like he brought this to bed with him. As he encroached on teenage years, and like Sooty's been through enough already. You know,
he doesn't need to be through those teenage years.
Leave Sooty out of this.
Oh, there we go. What a way to welcome Lyndall and Crammy, and don't forget they're going to drive
welcome
you
on
home.
Board.
The Savo from three. Yeah, great to have you on board, gang.
Damien and Jade's topic train is coming. Damien and Jade's topic train. Top.
96.5 Wave FM's Jade and Damien. Yeah.